This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey in Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo. Edition of the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes Podcast, of course, is sponsored by Miller Lite, the official sponsor of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller Time Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. We sweep them, buddy! Yes! We get to record like a real happy podcast. What a thrill. They swept the Rockies. We did it.
Welcome to the season.
I know.
Welcome to the season. No, I'm so proud of them. They didn't make any game nervous.
They handled it well. Gregory actually, they were all nervous.
Well, game one was infuriating.
Honestly, they barely squeaked by the Rockies.
No, game two was great.
Game two, they handled business.
Game two.
I mean, game three should have been great. It was great, except for one terrifying inning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, it was a stressful like 30 minutes there
horrible.
For all of us.
Are you kidding me? Like, you know, I have my two TVs going, and it was a rough stretch there for a little bit.
So yeah. I was obviously at home, and I had to do a Phillies post game. So I was sitting there. I was watching the Phillies, but I was like, listen, it's 7-1. They're not going to make this stressful.
It's a big Sixers game.
It's
like, it actually matters.
Yeah. Sixers were crumbling in front of our eyes. Oh, and then
it's like the same old Sixers. There we go.
And then figured it out and went on a run and bricking for chicken and Batum. It was great. And then I was like, I don't know what happened the last 5 minutes of the Sixers game. Like, I was so mad. I was like, they're going to blow it. So it was a nice, stress-free, never a doubt.
Yep.
3-game sweep over the Rockies and
handle business.
That's what this team does.
They do.
I mean, if you look up, well, they're 9-4 in the month.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, they're 11-8 overall. So not even close. So what did they go? 1-2 in March, probably.
1-2 in March because that was the Braves series.
Yeah. So then they're. So that would be some quick math here. So they're 11-8.
10-6.
So yes, 10-6. Pretty good. 10-7. No, 10-6. That was right. Yeah, 10-6. All right.
So 10-6.
Crushing math. Buddy.
Yeah, never a doubt. So,
I wasn't going to do any, all right?
Is the 17-win month still on the table, or is it? Could
hey.
Be.
Hey. I mean. Hey, look, we said 5-1 this week.
So
pretty good
far.
Start. And they got the, shockingly, somehow a worse team is coming in this weekend. So that is all hard to believe.
But do you know who's pitching Friday?
Is it Garrett Crochet?
Yeah.
He's good.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's like the one thing they have going for him right now.
And they definitely drafted him because they were like, oh, this is Chris Sale.
He does kind of, you're right. It's kind of like a very Chris Sale type thing.
The most strikeouts in baseball.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Strikeout leader. So
what a stud.
Now,
the White Sox are currently 3-15.
Yeah, 3-15.
Would you like to take a guess at what their run differential is?
Ooh.
Hold on. Let me see what the second worst in baseball is, just because I'm just going to assume it's the worst. It is. Oh, funny enough, guess who the second worst is?
The Rockies?
The Rockies. And they're still like noticeably worse.
Well, last night was a big loss for the run differential.
So that was tough.
We had an opportunity.
We did.
To build on some things. I would say that they are minus 35.
So the Rockies are minus 41.
Ooh, already. That's
so
bad.
And this is an 18 game. Somehow the White Sox are minus 54 to 18 games. That is unbelievable.
And there was what, 1,000 people at their game last night?
Dude, I've never seen it. I texted you this morning because I saw it this morning. It was like eerie. It was like, this is not a baseball game.
No.
It felt like an empty stadium. It was like there's no one there.
I know, like, we did live through the pandemic of games without. I kind of got used to it.
Yeah.
It's weird when they're supposed to be.
Yes, exactly. It's weird when there's like some people there, but then really just some.
Totally. But it was overall, I'm just glad they took care of business. And listen, baseball games aren't going to be easy.
No.
Like, they're not. The worst
certainly
teams
not
of base-
with the Phillies,
no,
right?
Not, and not, definitely not before June 1st.
Definitely, I can say that again.
Definitely not before June
1st.
Say
that again.
So I'm just glad that they didn't fall flat on their face.
Me too. Look, they won the games, all right? They are 11.
Wins, as I said, all Eagle season, I tried to tell you.
You did. You were right. You said they're all the same. 10-1 is 10-1.
You are what your record says.
You've always said that.
Don't even watch the games.
No, you've always said that.
Just wake up after
the
game's over. Yep.
You don't even need anything else.
They were a true 10-1. Yes.
And they're a true 11-8 right now. Did you? I think I sent this to you. I believe it was Corey Seidman who had the. Let me pull it up. I believe it was Corey Simon. Oh, no, excuse me. My fault. It was our buddy Bob Wankel. Shout out to Bob Wankel.
Bob.
And he put this out the night before, but obviously it happens. This was the night before the Phillies, so now they are 3 games over .500. With the win yesterday, the Phillies reached 3 games above .500. They did not reach it until their 71st game last season.
What a team. Would you want it any other way?
I know they started slowing off, but like, we waited until June 17th last year for them to be 3 games above .500. That is wild.
Well, the good part is that I'm sure that we were calm the whole time. And I'm sure that we were just like...
Right in stride.
I'm sure we were just like, hey, listen, they'll be all right.
They'll be fine. Well,
I think
I did say that, actually.
Yeah, but even your...
I think we all had our moments.
The tough part about your voice is that even...
Just one thing? Are you sure you only got one thing?
Is that even when you're like, be calm guy, you're still like... You know,
I know, you're right.
You can't even be calm guy.
Mad dog over here.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to see Bob put out tweets. It's good. Because he took off the entire winter from his little newsletter, and then it showed up opening day. And I was like, oh, the Red October newsletter's back.
What a thought.
What a fraud. I mean, what a fraud. Where were you at? At least we were doing podcasts.
We were.
There's nothing to talk about. Well, no, we were doing podcasts.
We literally named our podcast after the fact there was nothing to talk about.
Yeah, well, let's get used to it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the all scenes we got coming up. A lot of money committed.
I think there's nothing. This is a little inside Jack.
Oh,
people love
dangerous.
That. Dangerous spot to go.
This is a really dangerous spot.
I'm just going to get real deep with the audience here.
Okay, good. I can't wait.
I'm really bad at living in the moment.
Yeah.
It's probably my biggest weakness as a human
it's
being.
It's actually my biggest strength.
Oh, yeah. You are.
I'm Mr. in the moment.
I
know.
Because we're counting. I mean, you know how much time left, pal.
That's
so,
true.
So you got to live
true.
In the moment.
Plus, I'm never awake. So when I am awake, it's a thrill, you know?
I'm like really looking forward to the trade deadline.
Looking, why are you serious, dude?
I am, dude. I'm looking
it's
forward.
April
to it.
18th.
Nah, I'm looking forward to it though.
We're over 2 months away from the trade deadline.
Yeah.
No, 3 months.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, May to June.
July 31st.
Okay, so yeah, we're 3 months away. We're over. We are more than 3 months away. We have 3 months of baseball. They'll have played like 120 games by, or 110 games by then.
If you think that's bad.
I do. I think it's bad. Yeah, I do.
Wait till the Threshers report that's coming up at the end of this podcast. Just wait. It's been a good week for our boys.
I know. I did see. You sent me the Aiden Miller homer.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't want to bury the lead.
You're right. That is the most important thing happening with the Phillies right now.
Yep.
Not a sweep.
Mm-mm.
No, handling business.
Nope.
All right. Well, since you mentioned it, we'll get to it later. You good with that?
We'll get to the Threshers later.
Okay.
I promise.
No, don't go.
Go anywhere.
That's how you get people to listen to the whole podcast.
Yep.
You know, it's like people might be willing to leave if they didn't know.
I think people are willing to leave. We don't start talking about the rotation
We talk about the Phillies. By the way, the rotation, a.k.a. the best rotation in baseball, Jack Fritz.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah, and they allowed one earned run this week. They've allowed one earned run.
And looked nasty in doing it. Like, it's one of those things where you look at the numbers, like, wow, that's impressive. But when you actually watch these guys pitch every night, like, from and obviously I know Wheeler is yet to win a game, but from Wheeler to Nola to Ranger to Sanchez, like, they all look nasty right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I've started something on the afternoon show that I'm now taking my own bit to bring to here at the same time.
It.
Okay.
I love it, a little double dip.
Yeah. I'm a double dipper for sure. Yeah. So I created something on the afternoon show called the Take Vault, where you can put something in the Take Vault.
It's amazing.
You put something in the Take Vault and you have to stick with it. You're not allowed to get out of it unless you like beg to, I want to get out of the take. You know what I mean? So, like, for example, if I say I think the Knicks win the series in six and the Sixers are up 3-1, like, I'll be begging to get out of the take vault.
Right.
But you have to get permission from everyone else in the show to get out of the take.
So, quick question.
Yeah.
Because in that specific situation, like, you're wrong already. Like, there's no way that the...
Okay.
In that...
Let's say Sixers go up 2-1.
Okay. Got it.
Regardless, like, the idea
is... I just want to make sure once a take is dead, it's dead. There's no way.
Sure. But you have to earn your way out of it. You can't just get out of it.
Clever idea.
Thank you. So I want to bring the take vault here because
I like this.
I've had a take cooked up about
a little accountability with these takes.
100%.
Yeah, just say Nick Pivetta is the next, you know, Cy Young, and then
He was about to be until old
the
Tommy.
Elbow. I know.
Old
you know.
Tommy came back around. Man, Tommy's
on a vengeance tour this year.
Who's had a this is probably the wrong way to phrase this, but like, who's had a better start to the season?
Yeah, that's definitely the wrong way to phrase it.
Tommy John or Mother Nature?
Yeah, Tommy John wins.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, Mother Nature's been doing a great job. If by great we mean horrible, great job. But I mean, dude, I mean, like, everyone's going down.
I know.
Come on.
Except for the Phils. Not going to win.
Except for the Phils.
So this is going in the take vault.
Okay.
This is a better top to bottom pitching staff, not just rotation.
Oh, I love where this. I already know where you're going.
Rotation, bullpen, entire staff. It's better than the 11th.
I think it absolutely is. Honestly, the bullpen is so much better than
we're
that.
We're not going to talk about Soto.
Yeah. But, hey, one night.
ERA jumped to 9.5.
I know.
Like, he's had a really good start to the year.
I know, the poor guy. And that, it sucks for a reliever because one outing like that, like, he's going to be digging out of that till August. He could be perfect till August. And it's like, wow, he's got a 3.5 ERA. How about that? You know?
Well, because I got to look it up. Because it reminds me exactly as to what happened with Dude, Alvarado's ERA is 5.4.
Yeah, I know it is, and he's been great since the first game.
Has he allowed a run
since
the first?
Eight straight shutout.
His ERA is 5.4 because he technically had 5 earned in opening day.
It's so dumb.
On opening day.
It's so dumb. Yeah, that's why, you know, maybe ERA not the best way to
For relievers,
it's bad.
It's not great. So, but like top
I think there's a great take.
Like top to bottom, listen, the rotation in 11, we know. Like, we're talking about Hall of Famers, and I get it. And, I mean, are we sure Ranger's not Cliff Lee?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, honestly, for Sanchez is better than Oswalt was then. Like, he was cooked. Like, yeah. Oh, Sanchez is a better pitcher than Oswalt was. I think, I mean, Ranger versus Cole, I mean, at that moment in 11, what Ranger is now, I think it's at least somewhat comparable, I'll say.
You compared him to Cole? I was already getting him up towards Cliff level.
It's my point, but we're going 1-2-3, right? So Nola, Cliff, that's somewhat fair. You take Cliff over him. And then Halladay, you take over Wheeler, but it's not like Wheeler's like light years away from
not like he's a scrub.
Yeah, and then
Turnbull Worley?
Don't you mean Taiwan? He's almost back.
Oh, thank God.
Take your time.
Take your Taiwan.
Dude,
can he walk from Lehigh Valley? Just take a stroll.
Take your time.
Do not get in a car.
Yeah, take it all in.
Get in Ricardo Pinto traffic. but for a couple months.
Get in the actual Pinto. Mm-hmm. They don't make it anywhere. I believe.
That's a really
old
reference.
But the bullpens, I know. Thanks.
I did get it, but there's no, I would say a majority of our audience has no idea what you're talking about.
I know. I knew it when I said it. I was like, yep, that's it's going to age me there.
Yeah, but top to bottom, it's really, really good. And I know they've played some tomato cans to open the season pitching-wise, but like, I thought Nola on Monday, that was the closest I feel like I've seen to 2018 Nola in a while. It wasn't just the curveball was sharp. I feel like he didn't throw his changeup as much as he has in some previous starts. It was really the fastball command. Like, he didn't miss, dude.
I was going to say the same. It felt like when he missed, he didn't. It was like right on the edge of the strike zone.
Like, he had the sequence to Nolan Jones. It was first off, three pitches, three strikes, see ya. And it was just like, here's a curveball for a strike. Here's a changeup for a strike. And then dot an outside fastball. And it's like that. Like, kids, that's what 2018 NOLA was.
Like, yeah, it was.
Like, 2018 NOLA was unbelievable. So I was reminiscing, obviously thinking about striking out Mookie, the Fenway start, mm-hmm. who could forget, striking out Harper, which was a big one down mm-hmm. in Washington.
It was a big one, yeah.
Him versus Scherzer.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's just 2018 NOLA. I'm going to, when Walker's, you know, maybe about eight, come sit down on Papa's lap.
There you go.
Let's have a conversation about
how good. Let me tell you about it.
Let me tell you how good 2018 NOLA was. When he had like a two three.
I think it was 2.37.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
God. Miss him.
I know.
But we're close.
I'm with you though. Like, and I know it's the Rockies, so you know, caveat and all that. But just in terms of stuff, just in terms of, you know, we've watched every start this guy's had since 2018, essentially. That looked like as on point his stuff has been since back then. Like, well, it was the movement, the control, all of it.
Well, it's good to see the velocity back up. I know, like, he had taken a little bit off of it because of obviously a sloppy mound, but he bounced right back. He's back to 92, just perfectly normal. And it's so interesting when you look at the pitching staff, and we talked about this, and I brought up on Final Out, like, they're so command over stuff. Like, Wheeler's a mixer of both. Like, Wheeler has the command and also has the stuff. But I think that's why, knock on wood, if you're out there, please also partake in knocking on wood. It's why they've been healthy over the last little bit here.
I agree.
Is because they're not max effort guys. You know, Nola's 92. He'll live with it. Wheeler, down to 94, 95, but he's learning how to pitch.
I mean, Ranger might not actually know what effort is. Ranger just goes out
I want to know. I want to know so bad. Like, what would Ranger get mad about?
Oh, I don't know. Like, not just mad, just like even worked up or like nervous. What does Ranger get nervous about? Like, if Ranger had to perform open heart surgery without going to medical school, I feel like he'd be like, yeah, I got it. I'll figure it out.
There's
like,
no.
Just kind of tell me what to cut. Like, I don't know what situation this man gets nervous where he shows any sort of like anything.
There is no one on the Phillies that if my life was on the line for, and I had to rely on them to get me out of a situation, that I would want more than Rangers.
I don't think it's a question. I just would trust that he wouldn't freak out in the moment.
Marshy, I feel like, Marshy's got a case.
He's pretty good.
No, I think Marsh could survive months in the wilderness.
Oh, yeah.
Like, easy. Could you not see Marsh, like, living for one of those, but like, one of those chasing down a buffalo.
So I see Marsh
like, tracking a buffalo. So for here's what
I could see that my personal vision of Marsh is like the alone in a cabin guy in the middle of the woods, like cutting his own wood,
but still listening to Uzi.
That's obviously, you know what I mean? I just like that. I could see like someone stumbles upon him and like, who are you? Oh, hey, I've lived here by myself for the last 20 years. And everything's perfect.
Yeah. He's something, dude.
Yeah, he's definitely something.
But Ranger's just like...
Yeah, let's get to Ranger. Because, you know, look, actual complete game shutout. I mean, I didn't know now, pitchers were allowed to do that anymore.
Did you start weeping? Knowing that could have been the last one you've seen?
No, well, it was funny because I was sitting there and I'm like, I was going to tweet like this is the first Phillies complete game shutout since 1985 or something like that. And then I was like, oh, wait. Lorenzen was like last year.
Yeah.
It kind of loses just a touch of luster, but yeah, I was happy. Man.
It was beautiful.
It really was.
It literally was like watching a Cliff Lee start. That's what Cliff Lee used to do. It was just bang in out. Now 112 pitches was too much for Cliff.
Too much.
Cliff would have been done in 90.
Cliff would have been way out before that. Yeah, but I think that's one. Like, there are some fair criticism around Thompson, and there's some very very unfair criticism of Thompson. But one thing that we hear a lot that I think is honestly asinine is that he doesn't let guys go deep into games. He lets guys go deep into games more than any other manager in the game, like statistically speaking. And then now I was shocked. I wasn't shocked he let him go back out there at 87, but as that inning, when it was first and second, no out, I would have pulled him. I was like, take him out. What are we doing here?
Rangers got it.
He did.
Well,
I know.
To be fair, if it was not, it was 3-0 instead of 5-0, he's not touching the mound in the ninth.
Totally agree.
Like the 2-run home run, 100% helped in that situation. But I also want to know, like I know that I've brought this up in the preseason pods many times.
Mm-hmm.
At least the third time I brought this up.
Well, I like that you know the number.
I believe it's the third time. Okay, could be the second, not sure. Does, I know it's technically not, but that's pretty much a no-hitter. I mean, that's pretty much a no-hitter.
So what's funny is as I'm watching it, I'm like, I think it was like the fifth inning, sixth inning, something like that. I'm like, this feels like he could, I'm like, did they have any hits? And I was like, oh, wait.
I know. I looked too.
I did feel it.
I looked in the fifth and I was like, one hit.
I was exactly, one hit. Yeah,
damn
one
it.
Hit. Yeah, Jack, I had the exact same thing. I was like, have they got a hit yet? It doesn't feel like they've got it. And I feel like they haven't even hit the ball hard yet.
He's going to throw a no-hitter.
He might.
He's got no-hit vibes.
Yeah, he really does. He really does. He has no-hit vibes.
Yep.
He does. And also, I mean, it seemed like there were a particular large amount of balls hit back to him in this specific game.
By the way, can we just get the guy a Gold Glove?
He is the best. Again, I didn't see Jim Cott. I know I'm old. I'm not that old. Cott. I came out wrong. I know it's Jim Cott. It is Jim Cott. I just screwed up speaking, and I was just going to plow her through, but I appreciate you. We get it right here.
Yeah,
I didn't
no
see
one
Jim
better.
Cott. Shout out to his son, who is the most sweetest guy in the world. I didn't see Jim Cott. Ranger's the best defensive Phillies pitcher I've ever seen. And, like, honestly, I don't know. Like, I can't even think of someone close. Cliff was great. Like, we've seen guys over the years that have been good. Ranger is, I mean, I don't, like, Greg Maddux. I'm trying to think of pitchers I remember standing out defensively.
Well, hold on. What about Zach Wheeler? He's a Gold Glover.
Right?
I know.
What? Seriously, though, do you even pay more attention this time. So yeah. Do you remember a pitcher, except for Maddux, who fielded the position this well, this consistently? Like, I'm sure there are guys I'm missing. I know there are. But, like, Maddux, when I was growing up, was the best at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just so funny because the way Ranger pitches is how every little league coach begs their pitchers to pitch. And it's just been phased so far out of the game. Like, there used to be a day, I know this is going to break your brain,
mm-hmm.
where I was like, make sure you, when you finish, get in an athletic position.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do.
I remember that.
And it's like, and I remember thinking at the time, obviously an advanced brain.
Yeah.
I was like, well, how am I supposed to throw hard?
You were way out in front of it.
This is obviously stupid. Like, I can't.
Way out in front.
I can't throw as hard if I'm like, ooh, let me make sure I can field the baseball getting back to me. What a loser. No, I'm going to field their position. What a dork. PFPs suck, man. I hated PFPs with every fiber of my being.
Yeah.
But he just, that's what he does, man. Like, he's lucky enough that he's got 92 to 94 without needing to be full max effort on it. So, like, he can finish and field in an athletic position. So, yeah, he's like a cat out there. Like, there's even that game where it bounced off his glove and got behind him and it did cost him a double play. So maybe that'll cost him the Cy Young, or the gold glove. But again, no panic.
Well, honestly, to the point where I think there are many times where all of us are yelling, throw the ball, Ranger. Like, we've gotten to the point where we trust him, but some of them, like,
it's awesome, though. It's a great bet.
It's almost like he's like, you know what?
How much can I mess with them?
Yeah, like, how close can I get it? Like, can I get it right before they get there? Let's see. It's almost like a game, dude.
Well, it was funny because I usually miss, like, the first two innings because I'm driving home. And the first inning, Ranger got a ball back, and Fransky goes, Ranger, looks around the entire ballpark, takes it all in, and fires the first base.
All right. Like, you know that video, I feel like it goes around every year on opening day, but like the last couple years. But the Adley Rutschman video, when he first stepped on the, when his first game, and he goes out and he like takes in the whole thing. And it's like, cool video. It's a cool moment.
Yeah.
Ranger does that every time he fields a ball. Like, he just like kind of looks around. Yeah. He's like, hey, it's cool.
He's the best, dude.
Fired over.
Burley was good.
Mark Burley was a very good fielder. That's a good call by you.
Yeah. And I'm really just thinking about that play made on opening day where
went between his legs. Unbelievable.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. So, yeah. Speaking of the Orioles real quick, where's Jackson Holliday?
You know who I like, though? I got my boy Colton Cowser bringing it.
Dude, Colton Cowser,
And he's just so many guys.
Well, like, Gunner. I mean, Gunner's ridiculous.
Gunner is a stud. I mean, freaking Kjerstad's not even up yet.
Yeah, no. He's coming.
They are just loaded.
Kobe Mayo.
And that's not even mentioned guys like Santander's a really good guy to have on your team.
Santander.
Like, Santander. So it's like the bank.
It's like the bank.
Okay. I thought it was different.
That's Cedric Mullins is like the seventh best hitter in the lineup.
Unbelievable. Did you see that catch he made the other night too? They're really good, the Orioles.
No, they are. They're awesome.
Really good. And they're fun. Like, they're a fun team to watch.
I wish we were in position to draft Ethan Holliday, the next Holliday.
I know.
Because he's coming.
Unbelievable.
I think he's bigger, too. Like, you know.
Sure.
Pretty good.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, two kids you drafted first.
They're studs. But, no, the Orioles, like, I've actually watched more, like, other baseball this year than in years past.
Love it.
Which is good. Dude, you know what's a game changer? Is
the split screen thing that they
did? The big inning?
Yeah, the big inning. So I thought you were talking about how on the package you could do the split screens of games.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can watch two games at once.
No. There, you can watch four games.
Yeah, we can watch four.
They do this thing called the red zone, the big inning thing.
Yeah.
It's awesome, dude. Like, you can watch
too much.
So the good part about baseball,
it's like tiny.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta really be watching to know what's happening. Yes. Like, you can't be on your phone, but it's pretty great. So, but the Orioles are like the. I love watching them.
They're so much fun.
Yeah.
They're young and exciting.
Yeah, they got, like, Mayo's coming, Kerstad's coming, you know. But the good part is the Threshers are coming too.
That's the most important thing.
We'll get there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes. I like how you keep coming back to it. All right, let's get to Sanchi, because he was awesome again, too, last night. You know, 10 strikeouts, I believe, for Sanchez last night.
Yep.
Yeah, he looked really good again. I mean, this staff is lights
they're
out.
They're sick, dude.
Lights out right now.
Yeah, they're the best. So, Sanchez, and I know, again, one of your favorite stats, Stuff Plus.
Oh,
there's different.
I just sit there and I look at the Stuff Plus numbers and I just peruse them. I'll go year by year. Like, I'll go back in years and see what people ranked and Stuff Plus.
Dude, so I bring up Stuff Plus on the postgame show, on the final out on WIP.
The WIP listeners.
And I always preface it being like, don't drive off the road. Like, just calm down. Or it's just a stat.
It's just a stat. I do like that it's named, so, like, I can at least get what it's going. It's not like, what was the one? I saw one recently. It literally looked made up. It was like, I can't even remember it. It was just letters put together.
Well, the one in the NBA that pisses me off is VORP.
Yeah, well, they have that in baseball, too. Value over replacement player.
Well, it's there's already VOR. War. Yeah.
So,
War is way cooler than
VORP.
War
and VORP used to battle in baseball. It was like the War VORP thing.
Ooh.
And War won.
It's good. That's awesome. Yeah. That's an F war win or a B war win?
I think they both won.
Dude, every time I hear VORP, I think of the Parks and Rec.
Yes.
Whatever.
Without a doubt.
Whatever they're called. I forget what they're called. Yeah. But that group that thought the world was ending.
I thought the world, they were so good.
That was a good bit. It was a good bit. So.
It looks like the world's not going to end. We're going to have to plan our world ending party for 3 weeks. Oh, that day doesn't work. Let's go with that one.
Yeah, it's the greatest. Yeah, it's really by the way, speaking of Parks and Rec.
Yes.
The single funniest moment is the old people describing a banana and like, what if your banana is soggy and leans low to the left? I'll go back and watch it like once a month.
There's a lot of really funny stuff.
So, and I forget, this is a different model of Stuff Plus. I guess there's different models.
So like
of
B-War
it.
And F-War.
Yeah. So buy Stuff Plus, Kirkering's sweeper is the best, like, singular breaking ball in baseball.
Wow.
Which is shocking.
That is shocking.
And Chris Sanchez's changeup is the best changeup in baseball.
Get out of here.
Which is, it's exciting. Now, obviously, is it? I have no idea. But at least by, like, one metric.
The point is, it's up there.
It's, like, one of the best pitches in baseball. And I think what makes it so tough to hit is his arm is really fast. Like, his arm, he moves his arm through the strike zone or through the, his motion really quickly. So his fastball, quick arm, bang, 94. And then if you throw the changeup off it, it's just harder to pick up. And it's got really good depth to it. Now, obviously, Devin Williams' changeup's the best in baseball. Like, but he's hurt right
he's
now.
Not pitching.
So regardless. But Christopher Sanchez, I continue to be impressed. Like, I think Ranger has a better chance if I had to trust six innings, two runs or less. Like, I think Sanchez could be a 4 or 5 run. Like, he does have those
starts. We've already seen it. I mean, his worst start this season was worse than Ranger's worst start.
Right. So, but the upside is I think, higher than Ranger's.
Wow.
Like, I think just stuff-wise.
Wow.
Like, he had 10 strikeouts.
No,
pretty,
I know.
It was pretty easy. Like, he's one of those guys, and I'm glad that he is pitching deeper into games. Because it's funny, he's almost old school in the way where later into the game, it seems like he gets better. Like, he finds a feel. You know, it feels like the first, you better, like with most aces, better get the Chris Sanchez.
Yeah, it's true.
In the first two innings, because when he gets into a rhythm, like, you'll see him, he struck out like 4 straight the other night. So, it's really, really, really impressive stuff. And it's good to be here, because he was a guy who was like, you know, Curtis Meade couldn't throw a strike. You know, he's throwing 98 and had no idea where it's going. And it's a really good testament and a good thing for their pitchers going forward that they do have a guy that was 98 and they brought him to 94.
Yeah.
And pitchers seeing that and knowing you don't have to throw 100 to be good, I think it's important.
And well, it's a huge, you know, win, whatever you want to give them for their development group. I mean, to take that guy and turn him into what they've done. And that's super duper impressive.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's really you should be buoyed by that moving forward.
Yeah, Brian Kaplan is probably the most under talked about important person in the organization. Like, Cotham's a stud, obviously. Cotham's a stud and gets a ton of credit. But what Kaplan has been able to do from like an arm health perspective, and like I think helping develop some of these pitches, and being the liaison between majors and minors, and kind of overrunning the whole operation. Stud, man. Yeah. Their pitching development and pitching side is just, they're here. Like, they're all here. And it's awesome.
Again, they have the best staff in baseball right now. I know it's them and the Mets, technically, in terms of numbers.
What about those Sox?
Yeah.
Former Philly Andrew Bailey.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm terrified of them.
They have a 1.7 pitcher or starting pitching ERA.
The White Sox?
No, the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tanner Houck's been great. Okay. Garrett Whitlock just got hurt. But, like, let's be
honest. Pivetta was breaking out.
Let's be honest. I say those names. They're not as good as the Phillies rotation. Like, the Mets. The Mets are up there, too. But, like, I'm not. I think Buto and Hauser are going to keep it up, you know?
So, I know.
No, it's really exciting. All right, let's get to the bats, because, like, we finally did start. It starts to feel like we're starting to get going. I mean, obviously, Schwarbaum's all around. You know, Trey Turner, white hot. I will say we had a sad moment through text last night, because my guy Trey, you know, homer in the first, single in the second, double in the fourth. I text Jack a little Trey with the eyes emoji. And you're like, you know, whatever. Yeah, he's a good hitter. I'm like, no. You know, this guy's got a homer, a single, a double through 4 innings. And what'd you say?
I'm over.
Oh, no. This is the death of a great thing.
I'm over the cycle
just
thing.
Done with it.
I'm freed. I'm freed of the David Bell clown.
It was that simple. Like, you just don't care anymore.
It's done. I told you, I've moved on.
Good.
We're on to Papelbon. We got to take down Papelbon.
Which is important.
I think Odubel has the longest on hit streak.
Oh, still?
Yeah, really? So we got to take that down.
Get that down. That's a big one.
We got to take that one down.
Knock that one out.
So we took care of the cycle. It took 19 years.
04 to 23.
Yeah, so it's done.
It is pretty wild that it was the first year of Citizens Bank Park that we get a cycle, and that just never again.
Didn't happen. Well,
and it still hasn't happened Citizens Bank Park for a few years.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get there. So, but yeah, Trey's been unbelievable. My one thing with the lineup, and I mentioned this last night on the final out, is like, are they too reliant on the Schwarber, Turner, and Harper being good for this to last? You know, and I guess they could last from the standpoint of, like, as long as someone else has a hit in a postseason game, it shouldn't matter. But just in watching them, they do feel a bat short, like an impact bat. Like,
I think, the cleanup. I mean, JT's been good, but JT should be your 5 or 6 hitter, and then you're like set.
Yeah. And Bohm's good.
We talked about it. The Castellanos signing is why they're where they are right now. Like, Castellanos is supposed to be that guy.
Yes.
Like, that is the lineup spot that you signed him for a $100 million contract to be the guy to hit in that exact spot. And, I mean, honestly, like, I was like, should even be batting eighth right now. I mean, Johan Rojas has been a better hitter than Nick Castellanos for the last week and a half, 2 weeks. It's not even a question. Johan Rojas ripped a double last night.
He's starting to heat up a little bit.
I feel much better. I mean, he's walking. I mean, the OBP's up around 300. Like, not exciting, but it was, like, super low. Like, look, he's limited. He is what he is.
But he doesn't look like a liability.
And Nick does.
Yeah, Nick's going through it. And I'm a little surprised that he's played every game.
Why? Hey, everyone else gets a day off. Like,
I know.
Everyone else sits to our detriment. We're sitting there like, why is Stott sitting today? Why is Marsh sitting today? Castellanos doesn't matter. He could never get out of the lineup. It's wild.
So when the Eagles signed Terrell Edmunds, I remember I texted my buddy out in Pittsburgh who hosts a show out there, and I was like, what is Terrell Edmunds? And he's like, annoyingly dependent. Like,
he's annoying. Yeah, he's like, if you have a bunch of good players in your secondary, you could be like, okay.
He's like annoyingly available.
That's a really good line for him.
Like, never hurt, always out there.
Yeah.
I feel like that's Castellanos right there. He'll post. He'll be out there.
Pretty good.
But it's kind of annoying. Like, he's a nice little phantom IL.
Yeah, dude.
Something. Because, like, Rojas, they gave the reset to, you know, the
it was like 2 or 3 days.
We're looking to kind of reset things here with Rojas. Been pretty good. Again, like, dude, because there's been times, we talked about it on this podcast, where it's like he's swinging a pool noodle.
Oh my God.
And,
where he looks like actually lost him.
Well, and it's like he's hit the ball hard. I'm like, oh, that's gone.
We talked about it. It's like a literally like shallow left field. It's not even like to the warning
track.
Well,
that's why I was like, I had never been so captivated by the double last night.
Dude, I was like, oh my, that's actually. Jack, I jumped. So I've been watching the games in bed, obviously, because, you know, I go to bed right after and stuff. I jumped out of bed and I said, Emily, look at that. It's
dude,
like, I couldn't believe it.
How do you watch games in bed and stay awake?
Because I don't lay down. Like, I sit on the bed and I watch.
You sit on the bed.
And
okay.
I can lay a little bit, but I like, you know, kind of lay where you're sitting up with your back against the bedboard and stuff like that.
Because I feel like when I go horizontal, that's when, you know, Jack goes to sleep.
Yeah, no, I'm better. I have to be. I've gotten used to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what to do not to let myself fall asleep.
Okay. Yeah, see, I need feet on the ground.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I've had to adjust.
I'm sure.
Just got to go to bed, like, the second.
Dude,
I, like, brush my teeth during commercials. I'm, like, getting everything
ready. You're
ready.
You get your little jammies on.
I have my clothes all out for the morning because I don't want to wake anyone.
That's so cute.
I mean, think about how annoying that is. Think about having to get your clothes together the night before because you wake up so early and everyone's sleeping and you don't want to make noise.
I do that, too, because I've been getting up early and going on runs and stuff.
No big deal.
Yeah, well, listen. I get so much morning show content. Yeah, I can't even contain myself.
You've been texting me a lot during
this. Yeah. Good take. Whoa, what's your favorite color that starts with R?
Okay, you might not want to go down this road anymore because, you know, seems like the side topic has become a big part of the afternoon show. I'll just say, what was the biggest 90s scandal yesterday?
That's a big one, dude.
You know what I was going to do? So you don't know my answer for that?
What?
Was it said? Mine is the Jordan leaving.
Oh, that's a good one.
Did it not get said?
No.
It was the first thing. I mean, OJ, it was based on OJ.
It was based on OJ and Bobbitt.
Okay. Yeah. First one that popped my head was the Jordan.
Did you see that John Wayne Bobbitt got all his toes amputated now?
What?
Yeah, he's had a tough go.
Yeah, if you could say that. I mean, if you think about all the people in the history of my life who I would not want to trade places with, that would be like one of the first names.
So what I wanted, if the Sixers lost last night, what I wanted to do tomorrow for a side topic.
I am dying to know how this has to do with John Bobbitt. But.
It does not have to, it has to do with side topics. Because I wanted to do tomorrow, so Bad Bunny was going to have to play on Friday night, and I don't know if he's going to move his concert.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to do, what's your go-to bunny? Would have been a great one.
That's really good.
Would have been a great one.
Bugs.
What?
Bugs.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Bugs Bunny?
Oh, yeah.
My go-to bunny is Bugs.
Okay. I was going to say.
Mount Rushmore answer, Jack.
Dude, I don't know, but what about Peter Rabbit?
You big Peter Rabbit guy?
Did you ever read Watership Down?
So I never read it, but I know what it's about. Okay. I never ended up reading it, though, but it's one of those
it's
that
probably
like,
the last fiction
most
book
people
I've
read.
Yeah.
It's about rabbits.
It's 100% about rabbits. Yeah. Yeah. In seventh grade when I read it. Yeah. Haven't read a fiction book since.
Wow. It's a long run.
So happy.
Since you asked.
I didn't ask.
Yeah, since you mentioned fiction books, I am currently, let's get this, I am 820 pages into my 1,231 page book right now. So
yeah, well.
We're cruising along.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any more about any of your.
Fantasy book. It's really good.
No,
a little sci-fi in there too. Mostly fantasy.
The only fantasy I live in is fantasy baseball.
It's called The Way of Kings. Well, it's the Stormlight Archive. I'm actually on the fourth book.
All right, we're good. No, you can move right along.
All right, let's get to the take bag. Oh, that missed bad. That was embarrassing.
It was right online though.
Yeah, but don't do it. You're not that far from the trash can. Like you should be able to hit that. There's a Wawa coffee cup on the ground.
Dude, by the way,
those cups are great.
They're way better.
They're not even comparable.
You should stick with them.
The other ones are like
everything was better in the
fall apart. Dude. Like that's like a real cup.
Every single logo branding was better in the 90s.
Thank you.
Like
yes,
Kelly
yes,
Green.
I know
Kelly Green better. Everything, everything besides the Sixers jerseys.
That's fair. And we're not great.
They were not great. But like everything vintage looking is so much cooler than how things look today.
Preach, buddy.
Yeah.
Preach. Everything was better.
Again, I'm just trying
movies so much better.
I'm trying to go back.
I know. Welcome.
One day to
welcome.
I'm trying to relive my 90s, even though I'm not really a 90s baby.
Do I
count?
So here's the thing. Because like a 90s, I'm happy you brought this up because I've been thinking about this. Because like I was born in 81, I'm old.
Oh man!
But I'm a child of the 90s. Like I was,
sure.
You know what I mean? So it's like I'm a baby of the 80s, but I'm a child of the 90s. So like the 90s were my form. I identify with the 90s, but I was born in the 80s. So it's one of those kind of things.
Yeah, it's tough.
You were born in
94.
94.
So I'm definitely
you're a baby of the 90s.
A kid of the 2000s.
Yeah, a kid of the 2000s. Yeah.
Yeah.
A child of the aughts.
That's right. That's right. But I remember the 90s vaguely. My first memory of life is still Doug Peterson playing quarterback for the Eagles.
Which is great. It was 90s. Great 90s.
98.
Yep.
So that's about it.
99.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 99.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's good. Whatever. All right. You want me to do the take back?
Take back it up.
All right. So what's the best pitch on the staff?
You texted me this.
What is the single best pitch on the staff? It's really hard.
I know. I think I sent you four things. I sent you the Alvarado fastball, the Nolan knuckle curve, the Kirkring sweeper. I said slider, but sweeper. And what was the fourth one I sent you?
So you said Alvarado fastball, Wheeler sweeper, Wheeler splitter, Kirkring slider, Nolan knuckle curve. It's tough, man.
Do you have any to add? I mean, I guess I should put the Sanchez changeup in there.
The
too.
Sanchez changeup should 100% be in there. Rangers just existing.
The Ranger just being Ranger. Just, like, is it? Yeah.
Just Ranger. The Turnbull sweeper.
I mean, it's a good pitch.
The Turnbull sweeper.
I don't think it's there, but it's a good pitch.
Yeah. The Wheeler splitter, I just continue to be impressed by.
Enamored with.
It's pretty hard to hit. It's pretty hard to hit. So, but yeah, there's a lot of good singular. And I was going to say Gregory Soto slider, but that didn't turn out very well last night.
Imagine if we had done this in, I don't know, like 2018 or something.
Oh, my God. It'd be like Mike Morin's changeup.
I know. The 69 mile per hour Ephus pitch.
The Blake Parker splitter or whatever.
The Blake Parker wind up alone was the best pitch they had.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like Nola.
It was Nola. Yeah, it was Nola.
I would have said Pivetta.
We said like three different Nola pitches in that minute. Yeah.
Not great. Not great. Taiwan, I guess, you know, he did three walks the other night, one strikeout in a Triple A start.
Like, all right. I think we both agree that we would rather have Spencer Turnbull pitch than Taiwan Macarena, right?
Sure.
He's definitely going to take Turnbull.
100%. Like I did, and they could go six man, but it's like early to
They're
do
not
six
going
man.
To, I don't think so. You made the points last time we talked about this. Like it just didn't work for them.
No, and Wheeler didn't like it and killed the bullpen. But I guess like Turnbull, you know, you could send down Pinto and.
Well, I think he's the long man. All of a sudden, he's Dylan Covey.
I know, but he's
he is. I agree.
Right now, he's too good for it. I do wonder like what. Like so he sits 93 most starts. I wonder what like high leverage Turnbull looks like where
if he just comes out max effort.
Yeah, like max effort, what does this stuff look like? And especially if Sir Anthony keeps struggling, you know, and you have like Marte's been really good, was good again last night. Don't think he's allowed to run yet.
He is not allowed to run yet.
Kirkring's back, which is good. Would like to see him more. And obviously Hoffman wasn't great last night, but
he wasn't. But you know what? you know, we trust Jeff Hoffman.
He tried to overthrow 2-2 for no reason, but...
And look, he was a little dangerous. Obviously, the play-to-play was unbelievable. By the way, just pinch running a pitcher when you have bench players left?
But they didn't have... I don't think they had any left.
No, they did. They had bench players left.
Well, who?
I don't remember, but I knew they had bench players left.
Like, Jake Cave was in the hotel because he was sick. They had Chris Bryant, who was not on the IL yet.
Oh, it's because of that. It's because they were injured guys. They definitely had guys who were available to play, theoretically.
Yeah, I don't know if they... I really don't know if they did. Like, I know he's their opening day starter, so, but yeah.
Just wild.
It was insane. It was a very old baseball.
Insane. And the play was amazing, but it also, like...
Well, they got lucky.
They got... That's the... And that was... You know, Hoffman wasn't great in that spot as well.
He wasn't. And this is, like, the most... it's been a while since I've done boomer takes.
Mm, love it.
But...
It has been a while.
But...
I mean, you are a boomer.
Yeah, for
even
sure.
You know, not technically,
a 30-year-old boomer.
Yeah, you just are.
Like, in that situation, when Hoffman's bouncing some pitches... Can I knock off the one knee nonsense?
I know, JT. I know.
And like, I know you're there to, you're trying to frame pitches.
Block the freaking ball.
Blocking the ball matters more.
Exactly. In certain cases, you say, hey, you know what? Framing's important, but this is more important.
I wonder with the IBS system, I guess, coming to Major League Baseball. Eventually.
IBS?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I know it's irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, maybe it's not IBS. Maybe it's not IBS. But the automated strike zone,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is, but I know what you're talking
might
about.
Might be IBS.
It could be. Funny. It could, I mean, strikes. Yeah, I'll look it up.
So, but I wonder if they go back to normal catching because they don't have to worry about framing the baseball anymore. So if they go back to like...
I love how you just... You've accepted that robot umps are coming. Is that what you're saying?
It's sickening. There's nothing I hate.
You're just there. It's a foregone conclusion in your mind.
I've accepted the DH. The DH is fine. I've accepted the ghost runner.
You have, by the way, with the DH. I'm very proud of you with that.
I think it was mostly a bit.
In hindsight?
It was mostly a bit. I think it's just funny to rant about pitchers in the NL and how great the game is. But the... I hate the idea of robot umps. Like, I love getting mad at umpires.
I know.
And it's so much more fun than like, oh man, you're going to get every call right. I don't care. Like, it'll even out. It should even out. So I do wonder though, with the automated strike zone coming, if catchers get back to like blocking baseballs.
They might. It's a really good call by you. It's a fascinating thought to what catchers do now and how they go about their business and how it could change completely.
So, and the other thing I had was Johan Rojas. Trey Turner looks like the guy they paid for.
Dude. Turner has been
even if it took
awesome.
Like it took like 8 straight infield hits to get here.
Yeah, he's, you know, but not anymore. I mean, he is smoking every baseball. I mean, like I said it last week, Marsh overall has had the best season, but the last week and a half, Trey Turner has absolutely been their best hitter.
Yeah,
like absolutely.
And Marsh is cooling off.
He is. Yeah.
Marsh is
Trey's
off.
Been their best hitter.
Yep. How do you feel about Elliot, by the way, because he's walking by? How do you feel about him with this whole like fake coffee hit he's on?
I didn't know this. He's on a...
He's drinking coffee now, allegedly, yeah, but it's like salted caramel.
Oh, I know. He does just for
brew.
A little taste and all that. Yeah. Yeah. So I actually know why. Like, he's doing it because other people... He thinks it's fun to have coffee and like people are cool with the coffee in their hand and thus he's having some coffee.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what it is.
He wants
it's definitely
cool.
Not because he wants coffee.
Well, sort of. All right. Can I just talk about Aiden?
Go ahead.
Can I just talk about Aiden?
I can't believe we made it 45 minutes into the podcast.
Did you see the swing? Did you see it? Dude, oh my God. Like, it's Eugenio Suarez. It's Piazza.
It was Piazza, like that.
It's David Wright.
Big, powerful swing.
He had 4 hits yesterday.
4 for 6.
Oh, dude, he's so... So good.
Yeah.
Like, all the exit velocities are really high for a prospect his age. He's stealing some bases. Like, we might have a special one.
Yeah.
We might have a special one.
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, I'm so happy.
What was the last special hitting prospect? I mean,
Don Brown.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying who turned into something. Like, we actually, like, it's like Jace.
Oh, yeah. We're going way back.
But that is crazy. Think about, especially when we just talked about that Orioles team where they have like 6 guys like that who are just like all freaking. Bats that are studs coming up.
Yep.
What a thrill.
Yeah. Well, it's like they also have pitchers down there that are incredibly exciting. Yeah. Like Owen Bright now is starting to heat up a little bit.
And they just brought up Grayson.
No, I'm talking about the Threshers.
Oh, you're talking about the O's. Okay.
No. We're Micah Owen Bright. Learn the name. George Klassen.
I didn't know that. Who is it?
Micah Owen Bright.
Micah Odenbright?
Otenbright.
I literally have never heard that.
Yeah.
One. Well, he was left with class, and I would obviously know.
Well, he was like a fifth round pick in 2021 that was out of high school that is now starting to develop, I guess. Okay. So it's been great. And then George Klassen, who, shout out to Robert Orr, who he tries to claim like he's a producer of this podcast because he thinks I steal all this stuff.
Oh, really?
Which I do. I steal like everything he does. If you don't follow Robert Orr on Twitter, he's phenomenal. Just brilliant. Don't got that audio. he has models, like he builds models for stuff. He says that George Klassen already has above average MLB stuff.
Look at
like
this.
Just sitting.
Look at this.
In Clearwater. It's fun.
I wish we couldn't do video today. The video studio is being used. It's a shame.
I'm way better in this studio, by the way.
You are. I agree. You don't have to do in turn and look to the camera and the whole thing. The smile on your face right now,
Yeah. Especially
just a second ago when you were telling me that Robert Orr factoid or whatever,
Yes. There
was like real joy.
Yeah, no, it's real.
For someone who can't live in the moment, you were enjoying the moment right now.
Well, but it's also not living the moment because about the pressures.
That's a great point.
And how they're all coming up soon.
Well said.
Also, Gabriel Rincon is off to a hot start this year. He reminds me of Anthony Santander.
Okay, what a throwback. Well done. Yeah,
he reminds me of Santander. So Jordan VRs is also heating up a little bit. So it's great. No, I can't wait. I love watching the minor league teams. They're my favorite. And a quick apology to the Williamsport Crosscutters, who I said the other day were dead, and they're alive. They're not a part of the Phillies affiliate anymore, but they still take part in the draft league, and they are still an organization.
Good.
So I got a lot of tweets about this.
Isn't that the most fun?
The Crosscutters are still here.
When you say something, and then it's like, guess what? Idiot. You're wrong.
Yeah.
Why are you such an idiot?
It's all about owning up to it.
Yeah, it's true. You got to own up to it.
No one better.
Yeah. Oh, the best.
Yeah.
Mr. Accountability.
Listen, I also want to create an accountability board for the
I knew it right there.
Yeah.
All right, for next pod, I'll have something ready for the take vault.
Okay. Okay. You're sticking there.
I'm gonna throw it in there. I'm gonna
leave it. Let it marinate.
Deal with the consequences.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll take what I have to get. That's maybe good. I'll beg, but maybe I won't.
Dude, the Phillies finally have so many dudes in the
It's unbelievable.
Leagues.
And they have dudes on the major league team. We got like dudes everywhere. What a thrill. Dudes everywhere.
Part of the reason why I can't wait for the trade deadline.
And we're back.
Full circle.
All right. Hopefully by next pod we'll be able to announce, and I think we will. Coming up very soon. Like within the next 10 days, we will be having our first High Hopes watch party, first event. I will just get clarification that we can pump
Talk
it up and all
it.
That. But it is happening. Maybe 9 days from now.
Maybe.
Clear the date.
We're coming
maybe April 27th. If you've got plans, cancel them. That's all I'll say. April 27th.
We're coming to your city.
Yes. If you live in the city that we're going to on April 27th. But we are definitely going to a city on April 27th.
Well, by the way, we got a lot of High Hopes events this summer.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff planned. A lot of stuff. All shout out to Miller Lite, of course. We love Miller Lite. Miller Lite is the sponsor of this podcast, of course, and the official sponsor of the Philadelphia Philly, and official sponsor of Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller Time. Philadelphia, celebrate responsibly. Sunday, we'll be back either Sunday or Monday.
As long as they don't get swept.
It might be Monday, because I just realized Emily's away on Sunday, but we'll figure it out.
As long as they don't get swept by the White Sox.
Fully zoied up on Sunday, so Okay. We'll figure it out. But either way, Sunday or Monday, we'll be back. Yeah, if they get swept by the White Sox, we'll talk to you later next week.
Cancel the pod.
Absolutely. There will be a 0% chance that we're... Honestly, can I be honest with you? If they go 1-2 against the White Sox, probably not going to be recorded.
It's over?
Yeah. No, we'll be back, just not right away.
Yeah.
All right. Until then, he's Fritz and Seltzer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.